In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, it is the great privilege, the high honor of every Christian to live by grace the life of Jesus Christ. He is our model and our exemplar. He is the way who alone leads to truth and life and heavenly glory. And so we meditate year by year on all the mysteries of his life in order that we may imitate him more and more perfectly. On this octave day of Christmas, the church recalls with joy and wonder the moment when our Lord was circumcised and received the name given to him by the angel. What can we learn from this moment in our Lord's life? How can we enter into it and even imitate it? Well, in the first place, we need to recognize why our Lord was circumcised. St. Cyril of Alexandria tells us that our Lord was always perfectly faithful to the law, which he himself had given to Moses, in order that by his perfect obedience, he might expiate all the disobedience of fallen humanity. Thus, he accepted the full responsibility of the law in the way every Jewish boy did, by being circumcised. For our part, each one of us must accept and renew his acceptance of the responsibility of fulfilling not the Jewish ritual law, but the moral law in every particular and in every moment, so that by our faithful obedience, united by grace to the sacrifice of our Lord, we too may contribute to the redemption of the world and the expiation of all sins of disobedience. Second, the ritual of circumcision on the eighth day made the infant Jesus a full member of the chosen people. His life wasn't about himself alone, nor even about his holy family alone, but about the whole Israelite community and about the whole human race for which Israel was to be the attractive center. In the same way, in virtue of our baptism, our lives are not our own. Our responsibility and our concern cannot be only for those who are close to us, but for the whole church and for all those who are called to join her, which is, of course, to say, the whole human race. And so the mystery we celebrate today reminds us to think often of those people whom we may never meet in this life, but whose salvation and sanctification turn on our prayers and penances. Like the infant God, we are called to give ourselves generously for them today and always. Finally, the moment of circumcision also marked the moment of Jesus naming. That precious name, the name above every other name, the name which means God is salvation, the name which announces the reason for his glorious incarnation, defines not only him, but us as well. Because we too have come to bear his name by the grace of our baptismal union with him. As it was for him, the saving plan of God must be at the very center of our lives. It must be our highest and most pressing priority, not only for ourselves, but for the whole world. We must busy ourselves advancing that plan in whatever state of life our Lord has given us, We must allow others to see the fruits of God's saving power in us by our virtuous lives, and especially by our unfailing charity. You know, friends, it's no easy thing to be a Christian. It's no small thing to renew and to extend, in a certain sense, the incarnation by living the life of our Lord here and now. It's no light thing to dedicate ourselves to the salvation of the whole world through unstinting prayer and penance. But it is a high honor to share the life of the God-man. Just as he undoubtedly considered it an honor to bear the mark of the law, the sign of God's chosen people, so we must consider it an honor to bear whatever suffering and challenges accompany our vocation, which is to radical, heroic, self-sacrificial holiness. And so today, as we reflect on our dear Lord's circumcision and naming, we give thanks to God, who has inscribed his law in our hearts and has granted us to share his name and his mission in the world. May he grant us also the grace to persevere and to triumph in that mission, so that we may share forever in his heavenly joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.